Welcome to the fall .. virtual summit brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of the renowned speaker coaches in the world, Miss Elizabeth Bachman. Elizabeth, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tonya. And I just must say, it's such a delight and a privilege to be a member of the Public Speakers Association. I recommend you all the time. And I've got five people I was talking to today who said, hey, you know, you've got to be a member of the Public Speakers Association, because this is really where you find the good people. I mean, granted, there are good people all over the place, but just particularly good people in the Public Speakers Association. So thank you so much, Tonya. And as you said, I am a speaker coach. I like to say presentation skills trainer, because there's so much more than speaking involved in giving a good presentation. I'm also an international opera director, for those of you who haven't heard me before. And I learned how to do a great presentation by directing people like Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, and hundreds of other presenters. And I've spoken on this summit before. I usually talk about how you deliver the message. And it occurred to me the other day that I haven't really talked about the actual words you're going to say. So that's what today is about. This is called creating a speech that sells. And creating a script that sells, actually. So that, let's talk today about the words that you start with. Now, one of the things that I have seen over and over in my career of training presenters, and I've been training opera singers who are presenters just as much as speakers, and I've trained speakers. And if anybody tries to tell you that doing a presentation where you want to get results is not a performance, they're crazy. Because it is a performance. And this is where my many years, over 30 years of training performers and presenters, really comes into play. And one of the key things is that only 7% of what people perceive about you comes from your words. And the other 93% is how you say it. However, words are the medium that you are using. Words are the content that you are delivering. And so we really do have to speak with this. As I was thinking about this and how you actually write the script, I was realizing that the three big mistakes, the three big presenting mistakes that cost you sales apply to the words as much as they do the presentation. And those three mistakes are, a third biggest mistake is, it costs you sales if the audience doesn't think it's about them, if it's not relevant enough. That's the big thing. Not relevant enough. And what I would suggest you write down is you've got to say, match your message to the room. So write that down. Match your message to the room. And by that, I mean, you've got to know, who do you want to talk to, as well as what do you want to say? Most of us get into speaking, presenting, public speaking, because we have something we want to say, and because we want to move an audience, to our listeners, to take action, whether it's to donate to your nonprofit or buy your program, your sale, or in the corporate arena, it's to buy your idea or sell the services of your company. You've got to know who your audience is and who do you want to speak to in order to reach them. Otherwise, you're just wasting your breath. You're wasting your time. You're wasting their time. They're not going to buy from you, and you'll wind up discouraged. So the third biggest mistake is not being relevant enough. And the answer to that is, match your message to the room. And you also have to match your language to the room. So no matter what you're talking about, make sure addressing what the audience thinks they want. And the key to that is also not just what the audience needs, but what they actually want. Because addressing a problem that they know they have, or they think they have, is what's going to get them to show up into your room. Once you start working with them, helping them, you can give them what they actually need, which may not be what they actually want. But you've got to get them to sign on the dotted line first. And to do that, you've got to answer the problem that they perceive they have. The second biggest mistake is too much how, not enough why. And I hear speakers all the time saying, yes, but I have to give value. The key is you want to tell them why they should invest with you or with your company or buy your product, why they should take the action you want them to do. What's the benefit to them? And I know we've heard that before, haven't you? You know, can't you think? You've heard before, it's not about the features, it's about the benefits. And yet we all still do it. I'm guessing that everybody listening to this is an expert in something. So are you an expert? And would you like to get paid way more for your expertise? Then it behooves you to have a signature speech that's going to really address what the audience wants and give them the why. The how can come later. Have you ever seen somebody or heard somebody who puts up a slide in a PowerPoint presentation? They put up a slide that's full of information and then they just read it? Deadly boring. And it's just excruciating. I've seen so many people do that. That's too much how. You've got to give people the why and the reason why they should take action, why they should invest with you, or why they should do what you want them to do. And that leads me to the third biggest mistake, which is being either bland or pushy. That really has to do with delivery, but it also has to do with the script. Because after all, sales is like sex. Nothing happens until somebody gets excited. So write that one down. Sales is like sex. Nothing happens till they get excited. When you're writing your script, think about who is your ideal client? And what would get him excited or her excited? What do they really want to hear? That goes back to too much how, not enough why. Give them what they want to hear. Tell them that your solution is going to solve their problem. Tell them how wonderful their life is going to be when they work with you, when they do what you ask them to do, when they take up your call to action. So as you do this, all these factors and features go into your script, but you've got to have a framework to hang them on. There's a framework that I use that I start with. It's not the only way to do this, but I like to start with a system, an outline, and then fill it in, and then go through and fill in the various possibilities. Now, I can hear some of you saying, yes, but that takes away all the spontaneity, which I dispute. It's not really true. But there are a lot of people who are really instinctive speakers, they're intuitive thinkers, people who have a hard time staying within coloring within the lines, if you will. And you are really wonderful speakers. It's quite possible to be a great speaker that way, using your intuitive and instinctive and spur of the moment power. However, it will help a whole lot if you have a format to follow. I have had so many clients. My client Holly, actually, just a couple weeks ago, my client Holly is a leadership coach, and she was doing a speech, and she's very good when she just gets up and speaks on her own, but that's usually when she has an hour to go. This time, she only had 7 minutes. It was on video. It was at a very important venue. And she said, how am I going to do this? Whenever she tried it before, she either went too long or she got involved in going into the details of what she was talking about and ran out of time to make her offer. So I said, Holly, you've really got to write it out. And she resisted and she resisted. But finally, she said, you don't have to actually do it, but write it out. And she wrote out her whole script and then called me a couple of days ago. And she said, it went great. And thank you for forcing me to write the script. I really didn't want to do it, but it made so much difference having done it. Once I had done that, then I was able to be off the cuff and free, because I knew the kind of time I had. So it's like jazz. Have you ever listened to a jazz performance? Have you ever listened to a jazz band and you've got somebody who's doing a solo? You will notice that there's a clear beginning and a clear ending. And one of the instrumentalists will go off into a solo, but there's always a pattern, and there's always a place where they're going to come back to the framework, so that you've got to have this particular pattern so the rest of the band knows when to follow in and when to come in. If you think of your speech like jazz, you'll find that it's much easier, and you'll find that as long as you have the specific format to follow, you'll be able to then riff in between. Here's what I suggest. This is a format I've been using. I actually learned first from my eighth grade English teacher. So thank you, Mrs. Curtis, wherever you are. It is a 5-point format. It works for writing an essay. It works for writing a speech. I invite you to take your pen and write the numbers 1 through 5 vertically down the left-hand side of your paper. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down the paper. And number 1 will be your introduction and your personal story. So that's the story that tells us who you are and why we should pay attention to you. Number 5 will be your conclusion with a call to action. And if there's anybody who's here on the call who's interested in getting this, if you're having a hard time, if you're not a place where you can write, or if you want to get this information again, feel free to contact me. You can get me at Elizabeth Bachman, the Star Maker for Speakers on Facebook, or you can get me on my website, which is elizabethbachman.com. In any case, you've got 1 through 5. Number 1 is your introduction. Number 5 is your conclusion with a call to action. And then have 3 teaching points. So 2, 3, and 4 would be teaching point A, teaching point B, and teaching point C. So pick the 3 things that you teach, the 3 best things that you teach. I have lots of clients who know, they say there's so many things they can talk about, and there's so many things they want to say. So one of the best ways I know to find those three key things is sit down with a pad of paper and just write down all the things that you teach, that you talk about, all the points that you want to do. Don't think about them, just write. Don't edit, just write. It's actually a proven fact that editing comes from one part of the brain and creating comes from another. So let the creative part of your brain work. And just write. Give yourself maybe 10, 15 minutes. Write down all the things you want to talk about. Then when you've done that, go through and see if you can group them into themes. So of all the things you talk about, for instance, in my signature speech, I talk about making it relevant, matching your message to the room. And then the next thing I talk about is too much how, not enough why. And the third thing I talk about is not being bland or pushy on stage. All the rest of the stuff that I have to teach can fit in under those three main points. Now, there may be different points you want to stress for different audiences. So maybe it'll come down to five. When you are giving a speech, give us three things to talk about. Most people can't grasp more than three. If you've got a long time, say maybe this is the format that you're going to use for a three-hour workshop, you may add in some others. But if you're doing a main, say it's a 20-minute speech at the Chamber of Commerce or 20-minute speech at a networking group, you're going to keep it to three things. Then you've got your 5 points. You've got introduction. Subset of that is the personal story. You've got teaching point A, teaching point B, teaching point C, and then the conclusion with the call to action. Seems simple, right? Not too complicated. I always want to start with that format. With that outline, get it down onto one page, and then you can fill it in. The whole art of creating a script that sells, even before you get into the art of delivering a great script, is going through and refining, refining, refining. This is especially important if you're doing this audio only, like on a summit like this. You want to make sure that you have it clear and that you've told us at the beginning, what are the three tips you're going to give us, or the three secrets, or in the case of my usual speech, what are the three big presenting mistakes that cost you sales? Tell us what you're going to tell us. Then you tell us what you've just told us. I'm sure you've heard that before. It's a classic thing, as I think it comes from Dale Carnegie. But it works. It gives us a chance to process the information. And it also alerts us to when we're supposed to pay attention, because here's the next chunk of information. Now that you've done that, now you can go through and fill it in. You want to make sure you know what your three main points are, and then start with your offer. Reverse engineer it so that the three points you're going to talk about all lead to your offer. For instance, the three mistakes I told you about earlier, they are legitimate mistakes that I see over and over again. It breaks my heart to see speakers who are making these mistakes. And the service that I sell is helping speakers get results when they speak. It helps speakers create a sale. So my 3 points are going to lead towards that offer when I'm speaking about that. Again, make sure that they all lead to the offer. Here's another tip. Write this down. If you've got A, B, and C, where you've got teaching point A, B, and C on the page, teaching point A is going to be your second best point, your second best teaching point or exercise. Teaching point B will be still important, but the weakest of the three. Teaching point C is going to be your absolute best, coolest, most exciting, most inspiring, most provoking, and interesting exercise. Give away your best stuff, because that's the one that's going to lead us into the offer. You want to make sure that you've got time to do that. When you're giving your speech, you always want to reverse engineer your time so that you know how much time it takes you to make your offer, and then you know how much time, you know when, how much time you have left, you know when you want to start making the offer, and then work backwards from there to do your best teaching point C. Now, within this five point system, this 1 through 5 system, the other part is you want to open with your second strongest, and then teaching point B is the one that you can say in one sentence if you need to, because that's your flex time. That's how you can figure out, you may be starting late, or you may have gone a little too long with your story. That's where you want to know where you are. And if you need to compress and save time, then you'll say the next point is too much how, not enough why. And I'll tell you more about it if you're interested. But in the meantime, I really want to get to teaching point C, because that's the one that I really want to address today. Once you've done that, you've got your basic format, then there are so many other things to layer in there. Questions, visual, auditory, kinesthetic elements, embedded commands. I actually have a footnote, a footer on my script that lists 8 or 9 things that I want to put in there. Once you've got your main format, then you can go back and refine. And next month, I'll be talking about the refinements to a script that sells that takes it from good to great. There won't be time to do that today. As we're talking about all this, again, if you're somebody who likes systems like I do, I like systems, I like things to be organized, then that gives you your system and you know how you want to do it. If you are an intuitive speaker and you do your best when you're not chained by a format, then just have a very basic outline to follow. After all, if you're going to make pasta sauce and you're the kind of cook that never looks at recipes, you still know that you're going to start with a pan and you're probably going to saute some onions and garlic and you're probably going to put some tomato in there before you add the refinement. So that's a format, that's a structure to follow. It's not the end of the world to follow the structure. The last thing that I would recommend is pay attention to beginnings and endings. Again, it's back to the jazz metaphor. There's always a good beginning to a jazz song, and there's always an ending. We always know when it's going to end. You want to make sure that you've got a good way to end things so that they know when to applaud. there's nothing more frustrating than someone who's getting out there and they're speaking and then they just stop. It leaves you let down. So give people the signal that you're going to end. Tell them when they're ready. Tell them when it's time to finish. And indeed, I am going to end there. I've got a gift for you all. Anybody who's listening to, if you're interested, this tip and more are in my famous series of email tips called Star Maker Secrets for Speakers. That's Star Maker Secrets for Speakers. It's a series of short, useful tips that come by email. Some of them are video, some of them are text. And about once a week, you get just one thing to incorporate into your speaking. It is my service. It's totally free. It's my service to my fellow speakers. The sort of thing that you can do and use tips that I've gathered from my 30 plus years of presenting and training presenters. And to give you an ending, like I said, I would. I'd like to leave you with this thought. To paraphrase Mark Twain, the difference between an ordinary speaker, a talking head, and a superstar presenter is like the difference between the lightning bug and the lightning. You are all fabulous. Go out and be the lightning. To get the Star Maker Secrets for Speakers, go to starmakerforspeakers.com. starmakerforspeakers.com. All spelled out. And you'll see a place where you can sign up for your free gift, the Star Maker Secrets for Speakers. Thank you.